Doc and Snacker. All right. I don't know.
I wish I could sing. I wish I could sing more because I would like to extend that.
That was my attempt at a theme song. It's episode six.
Episode six.
We are. We took the week off. It was a week for Easter. I didn't realize it was Easter when we took it off, but I think that's
yes. It was a time. Great time to eat chicken and broccoli is Easter.
Chicken and broccoli.
Chicken and broccoli.
You know,
matter of fact, any day is good to eat chicken and broccoli.
I am a fan of chicken and broccoli. Although I was able to avoid the Easter candy on Easter, but it was still there the Thursday after Easter. There was still Easter candy at my Ralph's, so I capitulated and got a bag of Starburst jelly beans.
All right, so Easter was this past weekend. What did you do? Did you guys have a get together? Did you have what changed about the way you took in food over that holiday?
Because over the
weekend
we had none of the above this Easter. It was just we were working outside on the house. We were working on the fence, so we didn't have any obligations. So we weren't eating big. I'm not even sure what we ate that night.
I got you. So you didn't you didn't change anything necessarily for Easter.
We didn't do anything special. It was a working day around the house, and I made it through Easter fine. Yeah. But it was after Easter.
After Easter. Know. So usually after Easter, your local grocery stores or places you buy your food have lower prices on stuff that they didn't sell. It's probably some marketing guru could probably tell you they do that on purpose. Some people wait afterwards and buy up all that.
There was some good stuff on the clearance rack.
Cheaper.
I got the big bag of Starburst. It was only like fruity flavors, you know. It was only like strawberries, cherries, orange. It was a certain brand of Starburst jelly beans, but a big bag for just $1.70, I think, $1.69.
Starburst flavored jelly beans. Actually, that's not a bad choice.
Take the flavor of your favorite Starburst and put it in a jelly bean for a lower price. That's the price right now of a standard candy bar. I got a whole bag of jelly beans.
And we talked about, did we ever talk about this? We talked about what if, you know, these what if scenarios. What if you actually had to pay per calorie? I'm sure someone's like made this argument. What if we made food like, all right, so the bag like that would probably be an ungodly amount of calories.
Well, say it's a penny a calorie. Yeah.
So say that was
I ate that whole bag. That was probably $12 then.
Yeah, $12.
And I would have never paid $12 for a bag of jelly beans.
Yeah, and a piece of, actually, and a 4-ounce piece of chicken would be 200 calories.
So it'd be like $2.
$2.
So that's still
and
a little
the broccoli
bit,
would be shit.
A quarter, right?
Yeah, one cup of broccoli. 40 cents. 40 calories, maybe.
So it would definitely make you eat healthier if, you know, I would never pay $12 for a bag of jelly beans.
Yeah, so maybe maybe one day some like politically charged person will have that as their agenda. Like, I don't know, I don't know. I'm a very wishful thinker with regards to us changing our food intake, but you know, until then, I could just wish.
Well, that means a shot of whiskey would only be $1.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
100 calories.
Of course, I don't have it all figured out yet, but it's just a thought. I'm sure someone else has probably did like the 9% flat tax. What if we just did 1 penny per calorie?
And then you know, a pizza would be like $20
$3 million
for a pizza.
Certainly, be $3,000. Yeah, the place I go to would be $3,000.
Yeah. Oh, I want your pizza. What do you put on your pizza?
You ever been to these For those of you that are fans of pizza, I don't eat chicken and broccoli every single day, all day. I like that the pizza places where you go, there's a couple different ones, but it's kind of the same approach. You go in there, it's about $11 total, $11 to $12. You'll get, I don't know the size. It's a little bigger than the,
Not a 10-inch, not a single serving?
Yeah, it might be like 10 or 11. Yeah. It's the dough's there, and then they have like, you just go right down the line. Add sauce, add... You could order like a pre...
Oh, your custom make what you want.
Yeah, custom made. Yeah,
you're talking like a Pizza Rev or a Blaze.
Yeah, they're actually like... And there's like, Rev, Blaze. And that, I mean, the total cost is $12 probably, average, 12, 13. That's with a drink.
Unlimited toppings.
Yeah.
Here's what I put on mine. I call it the... When I go to Pizza Rev, which of course is the Pizza Revolution.
Yes.
I named my personal pizza... The Federalist Number 10
you named it yourself.
I named it myself after one of the great revolutionaries. spicy pepperoni, mozzarella cheese, and feta cheese as a topping. Feta cheese is a very underrated topping. Chicken, jalapenos, and then I'll put like a Frank's Red Hot, like a little bit of that on it as well.
Interesting.
The Federalist number 10.
The Federalist number 10. And that's not a pre-packaged choice that they have at the place.
No, although I did tweet at Pizza Rev suggesting they name it. Oh, and okay. And I got a like on that one. So I think that it might be in production.
Yeah, interesting.
Likes mean endorsements, right?
Yeah, yeah. Someone's read it and they're probably stealing it. And right there, you know, so maybe a new employee will get a bonus if they create a new style.
I think the Federalist number 10 could really pick up steam. I think it covers your salty. It's got some texture. The chicken is like a beefy texture. Some kick with jalapenos and Frank's Red Hot. And the feta cheese is just...
Yeah,
another level of salt there.
This is just, I don't know, so whoever put that together, like they hit the
job. God bless them.
Yes, yes.
So if you don't know about the show, it's Doc and Snacker. I'm Kyle Kreis. I'm kind of a junk food junkie, and Dr.
But he's
Mike,
a good guy though. He's a good guy. Deep
allegedly,
down. Yeah. He's like a closet obsessed health nut. It's just we just got to crack that part of his brain.
I'd love to be healthy. I say it over and over, thinking that the secret. If I just keep saying it enough times, I'll get healthy.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, there's no rush. There's no rush. You're still a young man. And my name is Dr. Mike, and I am obsessed with everyone else's health. Actually, I have this illusion. It will be a delusion.
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 Yes.
Delusion.
Confusion.
That you know, I would like nothing less than to have everyone be at their optimal health.
What a wonderful world this would be.
Yeah, we'd all be happier with each other. Of course, if we all got laid more, it'd be another thing. But that's another category. But if we just were at our optimal health, I think we'd be nicer to each other. And basically, three steps later, world peace.
First comes health. Second comes peace.
Yeah. The clothes choices will be easier.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't need to buy other things to represent yourself.
Oh, I so can't wait until I fit into some clothes better. I had a gig at the Troubadour. We played the historic Troubadour.
Kyle, by the way, he's probably too modest to tell you, but he's got a decent... What would it be, heavy metal or rock and roll?
Rock, whatever you want to call it.
So it's a rock and roll. He's in a rock and roll kind of heavy metal band, up and coming, definitely in the Los Angeles area. And they had a big show. They had a big show last night. The Troubadour.
The Troubadour. And
tell us about the Troubadour. What kind of
historic
place is
this? Was a historic venue, of course. Like Steve Martin recorded his historic special there. You know, when the Eagles were backing Linda Ronstadt, they played there. James Taylor, Carly Simon, Carole King, like they had a scene there, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So you
shared the same, like a green room for you? Same backstage green room?
I guarantee no one has shared that green room that we had. That needed some, that could have used a little bit of air conditioning, maybe a window. But I put on my Spanx, a big gig, so I got to put on the Spanx because, nice. You know, there's not too many rock stars are, you know, what, 40 pounds overweight. That's not a meatloaf, rock star look.
Meatloaf,
maybe, yeah. I guess I can follow that career path, but so the Spanx are little, you know, there's, I think I've outgrown the Spanx definition of a large. I think I put some stretch marks into these Spanx.
And what does that actually do? That, I mean, I know what I've heard of that. I've talked to women that wear them, but I don't know.
It's basically just compression tank okay. top. Okay. So, you know, my muffin top isn't up on the crowd.
And do you have I haven't seen you live.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures, but do you guys, I when I saw you were wearing a leather jacket, do you guys have like a kind of wear the same thing every time or
I do those guys will rock the leather jackets. Yeah. I can't afford a leather jacket. Plus my wife is vegan. She wouldn't be down.
Yeah. When you guys were on
home.
TV that time, I remember watching it was,
so, I just had a sports coat
see,
on.
I assumed.
Yeah. You assumed it was leather. That's good. I'm going to start. Yes. Yeah, so you saw leather. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. I wear the same thing every time because what's it matter? Come on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, oh, hey, dude, what was you wearing the time you saw him? Is that what, no one ever asks, hey, what was the bass player wearing when you saw the band?
Yeah. Well, you brought the Spanx up. That's why I was thinking about that.
Well, the Spanx, those are required because one thing you do remember is, yeah, man, wasn't that bass player like maybe about 50 pounds overweight, wasn't he? Like,
well, true rockers probably not going to wear, like they're going home with the feeling and the sound. Yeah. So as a rock star, well, as an upcoming rock star, you know, we look at eating, you know, it could be very challenging because,
I my problem is that I always eat, so I don't, you know, I don't care about that rock star figure.
I got you. But if you were working at Whole Foods, even though you always ate, it might be, you know, like that environment might be a little more conducive or less conducive to eat. I don't know.
Well, you mean there's certainly not a lot of when you're out playing, like we had sound check and then we had a little bit of time before the gig. So were you going to run out and grab something to eat? I was looking for pizza. I was looking for fast food. And
this kind of venue wouldn't serve food.
It was bar food, yeah. So, you know, you want wings, you want something fried, grilled cheese.
It's not food.
It would have been fine. I went down to Pavilions and got some chicken fingers, got a pound of chicken fingers. That's how you, it's like, hey, can I get a pound of chicken? You're going to eat a whole pound of chicken fingers?
Me and the band.
My favorite part of the chicken.
And then we talked about this before. What I love asking Kyle when he talks about one of his performances with his band, I always say, how many calories did you burn? Like, because your energy level is different on each show. So what would you say would be like the energy level / calorie burning on this particular show?
This was high energy. The Troubadour, we took it to the max. And I probably, it was a drenched shirt kind of night.
Nice,
so,
nice.
You know, who knows? Maybe.
How was your neck? Were you doing the heavy metal shake?
My neck survived, although.
Yeah. Angus Young style or no?
You're about my age now. If you've been headbanging for too long, you pretty much bend at the waist now when you headbang. Yeah, you can't really get the neck all the way over. But
so for all of you like future rock stars, you know, just remember, you know, you still got to eat good. But then you can say, well, screw you. Look at the Rolling Stones. Like, they don't die.
Those guys probably eat really well. Yeah, they probably have it fully catered.
Yeah, you never know. We don't know what they're actually
They've probably been fully catered for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
My catering was, anything that Pavilions put in a deep fryer, which is a lot, actually. I'm surprised with their selection. Yeah. Not bad. I was happy with it. The West Hollywood Pavilions. Shout out.
And another shout out. Yeah, we got. A question. Someone asked a question.
Oh, that's right.
And I think this question would be best answered by you.
We have listeners. This came from Mike Moderano, who wants to know about the Halo Top ice cream. We were talking about fad diets.
We talked about it a little bit. Yeah.
And I guess this one is this guy ate nothing but Halo Top ice cream for 10 days.
10 days.
And Halo Top is... it's a boutique brand on the market, but their claim is that a whole pint of this is only 280 calories.
And then you have details about what the person did. So a couple of those a day, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Nothing but, two of these or three of these a day. Now it has lots of protein and is low carb. Is this the healthy ice cream?
I got you. And the big thing with that is it's going to taste good and you're going to have no struggle. I mean, who struggles eating ice cream? Like you know, they're like, oh, shit, here I go. I got to eat ice cream again.
I struggle not eating the whole... Last time I got a pint of Ben & Jerry's, I'm sitting in front of the TV, and I was like, well, let's not woof it down all at once. So I put it down, and then when I went to reach for it again, it had been melting. So I was like, oh, hurry up. Got to get to this before... Yeah.
Or I used to wait till it melted a little bit and then get pretzels, and then you use the pretzel.
Okay,
it's a
pretzels.
Pennsylvania thing, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, little snack hack there.
Yeah,
pretzel.
You do like the pretzels. You ever do that? Like ice cream?
I haven't done that with ice cream.
Yeah. And then Wendy's, you would do the French fries in the frosty. That wasn't but I have those two things connected.
I can't endorse the French fry and the frosty. I don't know. Yeah. Salty potatoes and ice cream.
Yeah, that's a thing. It's a thing. Yeah, so that's interesting because there was a guy we could talk about this, you know, and it's all over the internet. I forget the details, and there was someone that did a similar thing with Twinkies.
Oh.
But sounds like this one actually, these are a little more balanced out with protein, fat, and I'm sure there's sugar in there.
Yeah, there is some sugar.
But it's not like a typical ice cream.
This isn't your Ben & Jerry's, which can go, you know, like 1,600 calories for a whole pint. And this is 280 calories for the whole pint.
And they still make it to your brain. It still feels like it's eating ice cream. It's not like, oh, wait, this is maybe not. Like once you take a bite of
it tastes like ice cream.
Yeah. So you're not really being... you're not losing any of that, the brain part of like, oh, ice cream on your brain. Your happy part of your brain that wants to eat ice cream.
So the brain
still being activated.
The brain will know if this is too healthy. The brain will be like, whoa, this isn't what we're looking for.
Add some damn sugar. Yeah. Add some sprinkles to this.
When I'm eating that Luna bar and the brain's going, this is not a Snickers. What do you like? Get it out. Get it out. This is how I feel. So I think I'm going to take the Halo Top challenge.
Yeah, try that.
And I'm going to start eating this instead of my normal Ben & Jerry's, which I'm a Ben & Jerry's, you know,
loyal. Yeah, you're a loyalist, yeah.
And I love the variety of flavors. Although, you know what? Speaking of snack hacks, I told you a couple episodes before about the $5 boutique ice cream sandwich that I had.
Yes.
I've got a snack hack. I had to do this a lot cheaper and a lot more variety in flavors and a little bit smaller serving size too. So you're not as bad. You're not putting down 800 calories. Maybe you're only putting like 600 calories.
Okay.
And it's Baskin Robbins. Baskin Robbins has now introduced their version of the ice cream sandwich where you can pick the cookie. You can pick any of the 32 flavors.
So they basically modeled after this one.
Yes.
Because you did the other one. So
I did the $5
one. So you know what they're doing.
And it was overrated for $5. It was fine. Believe me, it was tasty. But it wasn't $5 worth. Now, at Baskin-Robbins, we're talking three and a quarter. A little bit smaller. But they have 32 flavors of ice cream. So I got,
The brain loves more choices.
Yes. Yeah. The brain wants all the choices.
So you do a snack hack. We could do a health hack. If there is anybody out here listening, there is. There's got to be someone that really, you know.
Mike Martirano.
You can enjoy. No, I mean, well, that's looking for health. Looking for, you could do both. I mean, you could still eat snacks and you could still eat good stuff and you balance it out. In the morning, people posted this, I think a while ago, but it's one of those like, I've done it a few times. Cinnamon. Buy yourself some ground cinnamon. It's cheap. You can buy it.
I get it in a little container.
Yeah, a little container or the bigger container. And then lemons,
cinnamon.
You're in California. You could basically go to your neighbor's tree, just grab a couple of lemons.
What?
So you get chopped the lemons, heat them, heat some water, boil the lemons, make some lemon juice, boil it, and then add cinnamon.
This sounds gross.
Make like a tea. And then first thing in the morning, that's something you want to do. And the idea behind it is, you know how you get up in the morning for most people, diabetics, it's a little different because their sugar system is a little not for type 1 diabetics, a little tougher. So say you're fine, your insulin and sugar are fine. First thing in the morning, usually you have, if you had a typical day, ate good the day before, got 8 hours of sleep, you wake up, you have that like urge to take in something, usually sugar, milk, ice cream, ice cream,
yes,
cereal,
definitely. Ice cream is great for
donuts,
breakfast.
Fruit. So this is a way. The cinnamon is pretty good. I mean, the lemon has a little bit of
how do they go together, cinnamon and lemon?
Yeah, actually, it goes pretty good. It's not,
and you just
know,
drink
it's
a
not
glass
like ice
of it.
Cream. Yeah, it's not like make a tea out of it, and it's a great way to start in the morning with getting your metabolism a little revved up without having to like shove a grand slam breakfast at it, which sometimes we do that.
Love the grand slam.
So that's a way to like, you're not necessarily starving yourself, but it's a way to get that sugar system in the morning, metabolism slowly revved up versus like eating 5 donuts. But now if you don't, of course you're going to be like, I ain't doing that. But a way to work that in is, eat something you would normally eat as soon as you get up. You don't have that as soon as you get up.
How about Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yeah. Well, it's probably not. I guess like fake cinnamon, but
okay.
That's like a
fake
factory
cinnamon.
Generated.
I didn't know that.
Dr. Burns Evil Food Manufacturing cinnamon. Try like eat what you're gonna eat, but then maybe have the tea with it. Have the cinnamon / lemon tea. Oh, you can actually. You know what? I did. I forgot a key ingredient. Honey. Add some honey. Good honey, and then you have a little bit of that sugar craving kind of settled up. An idea. Just throwing it out there. I know.
I'll try the lemon
tea
challenge.
It's not as exciting. That would probably cost you...
How much cinnamon into the tea?
To your taste.
To my taste.
Right. I mean, I load it up, but that's... And it's like cinnamon is a very good... helps with sugar metabolism. So, but it's got to be cinnamon... Cinnamon, like real ground cinnamon, not the stuff they put on the. What did you just say?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, maybe it is real, but it's when you got your own powder, it's you know you got
All right, it's the lemon cinnamon water challenge. Yeah, yeah. We got a snack hack and a health hack.
Yeah, if you just can't do that, just have your ice cream, damn it. You
know? Yes. I love option
you have
plan
both.
C.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the idea is that if you get that part of your system revved up with that, this approach, then your sugar. So say you wake up in the morning and you load up with, I don't know, a couple donuts, coffee with all kind of like cream and stuff. So you get the sugar raised up, then your insulin will knock your sugar back down. But if it happens too fast for some people, that's why you get that, oh, sugar goes up, bam, feels good. But the insulin is so good, it'll knock it down really fast. You're like, hey, why am I still craving again? With this approach, you want to try to get your sugar up a little slower. And people who are experts at this, they find these ways to get your metabolism revved up that keeps your brain happy, you know, for that morning. You need sugar that isn't going to like tax your system where you blow it up with all this sugar and then you got to make your insulin work. And that's a whole, we can go on and on and on, but you'll probably be like, all right, it's enough. It's enough of that crap. I get it. But that's a way. So that's the hack. The health hack is get that. You're going to have that sugar craving in the morning. We know you've been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah.
Some of us more, but, and then this is a way. So you learn to work that craving out or whatever you want to call it, metabolism revving up, whatever word you use, in that kind of hacky way. And it's like, I mean, shit, if you have a lemon tree somewhere.
No, but I'm
$3. I mean, sit with cinnamon, you buy one big thing of cinnamon for a couple bucks. And
all right, there you have it.
Or
there
you
have
in between
it.
Your ice creams, you could throw that stuff.
And then I think they make you drink that on Fear Factor as well or something.
That's nothing. That's it. Yeah, well, if you throw the honey in, you throw good honey into that, then it's going to.
You don't.
Taste good.
You, yeah, honey you don't even taste the lemon. Taste
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you put a couple packs of sugar in there, then you.
Oh yeah. Well, no. You got to draw a line, kid.
So you said there were a couple things. You had a couple ideas coming in. That,
so I read some interesting things. There's a like this week in food. Two things. Number one is about chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah. Number two is about Pringles.
Pringles.
So that would probably be a little more interesting.
Chicken. I'm. You know. I gotta say, I'm a fan of both chicken. I try to eat when I'm eating healthy. Chicken breast. That's like the healthiest food on earth. Yeah. I think. Right.
There's a phenomenon going on. And once again, people. I don't know. I just read about this today. There's people that know way more about this. And if you do, please share it with us. This is about when you're purchasing a chicken breast. You may be able to see.
You're in the drive-through.
I don't know. I'm making an assumption. It's when you go and actually get the raw
at the grocery store.
At the grocery store.
Frozen.
I'm not
chicken
sure
breast.
If there's a way. Yeah, and there's if you look really close, which most of us don't. As long as the color represents what you think a normal chicken breast looks like, you probably don't look really much farther. You might be like, wow, this is big, or this is a little smaller.
Yeah, these look good sized breasts.
But if you look really close and you look for the white lines, not the white line that kind of separates the, you know, there's the white line kind of, if you're hanging up, it's kind of vertical that separates the little, probably like a tendon or aponeurosis, we call it. You'll see that. But if you look the opposite way, the big line that kind of cuts through the chicken breast, if you see a lot of white line, they say a lot of these chicken breasts now are having, a lot of white lines.
What does that mean?
Running through, and it's something that's happening to these chickens that these, you know, huge ass generic farms. It's fat. They're getting way. They're getting and they're making them fatter and fatter and fatter,
yes.
Quicker and quicker. And it's actually showing up. And there's way more to this, and I probably don't have it all. But that's just to throw it out there. It's still good. It's still a great choice. If you don't like chicken, then it's another argument not to eat it because I don't want to eat that.
They're getting fatter. They're fat chickens.
It's a concern because they don't want to take it too far because chicken is still one of what's considered a staple of a good protein source, good vitamin source, lower calories, and it's like shit if they keep messing with these chickens. You know how like the beef part.
Yeah, like, it'll be like worth like nothing. Like, did you serve me obese chicken?
Yeah,
this is so fatty.
It's a little bit of a concern. Of course, people, you know, are the chicken people are like, shut up. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry
like,
about it. Yeah. You just love them this big. Yeah. Don't you want them bigger?
So that's just something, you know, Google it. I mean, don't just go, you know, you can Google this. It'll be out there. The other thing was
The plus side of a fat chicken is maybe there's new ways to cook it. Maybe if we cook it in its own fat.
Oh, exactly. You know what they said that that if it is a little on that side, it's harder to absorb. It doesn't absorb, I think, spices the same way. So
what?
I got
now
look into
this
it.
Is a
yeah,
crime.
Now, see now that
now
yeah,
we're
yeah,
furious.
Yeah, I think that's what that was like. The oh, by the way, also for you, for those of you that don't eat chicken just plain, I think that stuff like hinders when you add spices to it. I'll look into it.
That is a shame because yeah. if you can't marinate, then
yeah,
well, you're not
yeah,
you're worthless
yeah.
as because a, as
they're
a
worried,
piece of meat.
They're worried about it because it's people have learned how to marinate and season chickens without that stuff, and it's now they're like, whoa, I think someone's starting to notice. Hey, we're not getting the same flavor with this.
I must be the worst patron at a restaurant because they'll spend all this time cooking the chicken, and then I'll just be like, yeah, can I get some Frank's Red Hot for that, please? And they'll just be like.
And speaking about red, the other thing I read about, and this was the article was dated the 21st, which was yesterday
of 2017. Yeah,
so it was just, Pringles. You know, this Pringles have a flavor ketchup.
Ketchup flavored Pringles.
Have you ever heard of that?
I think actually. Now that you say it, it
yeah,
sparks
they say it's,
memories.
It's coming to America. It's in Canada. The damn Canadians. Have and there was something about their 150th anniversary is
Canada's 150th
yeah thing? Something like that, and they have
they're gonna celebrate it with ketchup flavored
yeah
Pringles.
like Pringles has ketchup flavored and it's
is
it's
it Heinz ketchup
a couple
there's
countries.
Only one
yeah
ketchup.
See I have no idea yeah. Like it's probably gonna be some fake dye number six shit but
ketchup flavored
but just yeah,
yeah
just, if anyone has ever messed around with ketchup flavored Pringles. I like to get some feedback. I don't know if they're available out here yet, but that'd be great.
I'll search them out. There's because, many flavors of Pringles.
Yeah, because you like Pringles, right? And ketchup is
now. Look, I'll due respect, all disclosures to Pringles. They are my B choice.
Okay, not your first choice.
There's something about the uniform size. Everything is the same exact size with the same exact curve
yeah, yeah,
in
right,
the same
right.
exact can. And I've done my research on Pringles. I'm no Johnny come lately. And
this isn't your first rodeo.
Exactly. And Pringles takes the potatoes and they turn it into like a potato paste. And then they form that shape and size for the chips.
Oh, do they add though? When you say paste, is it pure potato paste, or do they add some? I'm sure they add something, right?
Salt. I YouTubed it, so it has to be 100% true on YouTube. And it looked like they blended or minced the potatoes as much as possible, and there was some additives.
Yeah,
I imagine
yeah,
there's salt
okay. yeah,
and
yeah.
But there's something about it's not. No, I'm sure Ruffles ridges aren't 100% natural cut, but there's something to me about that uniformity of Pringles. It says conformity. It's
interesting. Yeah.
Pringles is if it's there.
So it's not the taste per se.
No, not the taste.
Wow.
They get the taste right, especially their cheese-ums flavor, their cheddar flavor, their sour cream, of course. But I I'll eat them if they're at the snack table. But it's not going to be probably what I purchase.
Oh, okay. So you like the regular bag of potato chips that has multiple, polymorphous.
Yes.
That's a pathology term.
Lay's chips,
multiple
yes.
different shapes.
Ruffles yeah. chips, yes. I'm big on Chex Mix. I think that's a little bit lower fat than potato chips. Combos, perfect combination of pretzel and cheese filling. But Pringles, hey. Believe me, they've gone through this system.
That's an interesting perspective, though. I've never heard someone explain that uniformity takes away from the desire to eat.
It just looks manufactured.
Yeah.
It adds a.
And of course, McDonald's doesn't.
McDonald's no, I mean.
That's funny you say that. It looks manufactured. And I'm like, okay, so that's an area for me to take a poke at you and say like. Oh, as compared to...
No, I get you. Yeah, you're trying to rib it. I don't...
Yeah.
I'm loyal. I'll be in that drive-through.
That's funny.
So those were your two items?
Yeah, I like to hear about the... I'll have to try them. I don't know. Like putting... You ever put ketchup on potato chips?
No.
Yeah, I've never done that.
And
I was wondering, like, what would it be?
French fries, yes, but even like breakfast potatoes. I had breakfast potatoes this
morning.
I'm not putting ketchup on that. And so,
yeah, I do. Because there was a couple people that tweeted saying, "Hey, you know, when are you going to come to? When are you going to bring these to the States?" And I think, you know, maybe it's a marketing thing. They'll hype it up a little bit first. You know how they'll do that. There'll be a couple commercials. If you see a Pringles and ketchup commercial,
it'll be like that new unicorn Frappuccino. Make a big hoopla about it. Everyone's all excited. You know what? I'm not excited. I thought that was going to be a vanilla-based flavor. It was a fruit-based flavor, mango. I don't want a mango Frappuccino. I thought it might have been like a vanilla-based or maybe a birthday cake-based, but I didn't fall for that one. Frappuccino, pink unicorn Frappuccino. Starbucks.
It's more of like they're tapping into that unicorn kind of thing versus...
Very much novelty. It's purple. Look at it. It's cool. It's light blue. It's very cute. But it tastes like mango. Sorry. I don't do mango. It's not a candy to me. I'm sorry. I don't know. All right. Okay.
So screw that. So what do you got planned for the Halo thing? You going to do that right? Is that something you could do right away? Or you got to plan that out?
I might try. I might stop by the Ralph's and give it a look through. Yeah.
Well, they sell them at Ralph's.
I hope so. That's where I get most of my ice cream.
And they sell them in packets of five?
Pints, or? I think just single pints.
Okay.
I'll give it a shot. We'll see. Yeah. I think
you know how much it costs per... Well, we'll figure it out.
Probably 4 or 5, I imagine. If Starbucks, Ben & Jerry's right now is like between 4 and 5, depending on the
So say
deal.
$20 a day.
$20 a day on ice cream.
How many you got to do? 4 a day? 5 a day?
That's if you only eat that, I guess. Yeah,
is that what the diet is? It's only eating Halo ice cream?
I think he did 10 days, but you know, I could probably stretch it out to a month if
What did he eat? How many a day? Like how many pints?
To be honest, I didn't read it all.
Okay.
But come on, how much ice cream can one person eat a day? I bet 3 pints, maybe.
If you wait on calories, you know, probably like 1,000 calories a day could be tough, challenging if you're running.
Oh, I can eat that in one ice cream, one pint of ice cream.
So five of those, if it's 280 calories a pop,
yeah,
five of those would be
1,400.
Yeah.
What for my goal this week is I got to get exercising again. I had a binge day last Thursday where it went bad, and can't have any binge days. Got to stop away from that. This particular binge day was the ice cream sandwich at Baskin Robbins, then the bag of jelly beans from the grocery store.
Oh, not Starbucks, the Starburst.
Yeah, Starburst jelly beans. Yeah. And then they had potato chips, 2 for $5. And I was like, oh, what a great deal. And I haven't had French onion dip in a while. Let me get some of that for those chips. Mm. So all of a sudden it was, you know, $15 worth of snacks in a night. It was bad.
Well, try this, you know, throw that thing in with the, it's probably a pain in the ass to make it. You have honey? You have honey at the house?
I don't know.
If you're well, next time you're making a run to Ralph's, Ralph's is a grocery store. We say the word Ralph's. It's a grocery store. You get a little honey. You got cinnamon in the house, right?
Yes.
And get a couple of lemons and see. Take make it a tea. I think they like you to heat it. They like you to squeeze the lemons in and heat that. Then add the cinnamon because the cinnamon would, I think it incorporates better. And then add some honey. And then use that as like a tea and try it right before you go to bed. And then when you get up in the morning, you know, you don't kind of like, it's not you're drinking it all day. It's just do it.
It sounds like that Beyonce diet with the cayenne pepper and the lemons.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's in that, I don't know, someone, I just try to simplify it. Just use that stuff. And then see how that goes. Maybe that could disrupt a little sugar craving and see how it goes. Some people say take it at nighttime before you go to bed. Some people say take it as soon as you get up. Some people say I make a tea out of that and then I'll have it like as soon as I get up, see how I feel, eat, not eat, and then, you know, spread that out across the day. Like you walk around with one of those, you know, like, cooler, whatever, like a thermos.
Yeah.
And of course, you got to tell everybody what you're doing.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, look at me. I'm doing
this. Look, I got this
thing,
thermos full of honey.
And then you
got to
do, oh my God, you got to do this.
Lemon juice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. It's a challenge. And if you complete the challenge, you'll unlock.
Who knows? Yeah.
You'll unlock health.
Your whole world could change. Yeah.
And as soon as we get the app for that, we'll be able to give you that little upgrade.
Yeah.
All right. Well, where can we find you, Mike, on the internet? And
I am at Dr. Mike Comedy. It's just on Facebook. I don't have Twitter. I know I'm behind. I'm behind in the. I refuse to get a one of those fancy phones, but I probably will soon. So just Dr. Mike Comedy on Facebook. Ask me any questions, and we have a place to reach out here on the podcast.
You can always email the podcast docandsnacker@gmail.com. Or individually to us. I'm KyleKreiss@gmail.com or on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. By this time, you may have heard the announcement of my big headlining show at Flappers in Burbank on June 15th.
Nice.
So nice. That's going to be big, and we're going to try to pack the house.
June 15th, that's a Friday.
Thursday, I believe.
Thursday. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. June 1st. Nice. Nice. I'll be there.
We're gonna pack the room, and if I'm healthy enough to take the stage,
I will throw jelly beans at you on stage, but in a complimentary, not like tomatoes. Like, it'll be a complimentary thing. Yeah.
Could distract me. I could be like, ooh, like Yoshi, like snagging fruit out of the.
Good for you. Good for you. So you'll be headlining. You'll be on stage for what, 45 minutes?
A half hour, actually. A half hour.
Yeah, that's good.
Who knows? Maybe we'll turn it into a recording. We'll see. I don't know.
No,
deep tease. Deep tease.
Yeah. If you get a chance, Flappers Comedy Club, Burbank, California, Kyle Kreiss, June 15th. June 15th. What time to start?
Who knows? In the evening. I don't know. You got to follow me on the socials to find out.
Kyle Kreiss.
And that is it for episode 6. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you for sharing your stuff with us, and thank you guys for just thinking about optimizing your health.
That's about all I'm doing is thinking about it.
Hey, that's a start.
All right, we'll see you next week.